Developing countries face a whole range of health challenges, from access to clean water and sanitation, food and healthcare services, and in many countries, it's children who struggle most. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are funding a mammoth project that is taking research on children's development from places like Africa, Indonesia and South America, and attempting to translate data sets from millions of kids into practical research. Wire reporter Ellen Leibeder spoke to Louise Ryan, a professor of statistics at the University of Technology Sydney, to find out more about this game-changing project.
There's a guy, he works for the foundation. His name is Dr. Shasha Jambe. I'm never quite sure how to pronounce his last name, but he's an amazing person. He's from Africa, and he grew up in a place where his life could have easily gone in a very different direction. He was surrounded by lots of people who didn't have the right opportunities and who didn't manage to go off and get an education and travel the world. And he managed to navigate his way through and got to a place where he's now like this high up guy at Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But he remembers his roots, and he remembers that for so many other kids, it could have easily been him. It could have been very different. So he just has this passion for making a difference. And I think he sees his opportunity at Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, where they have like a ridiculous amount of money to sponsor good ideas. He's just got this audacious idea about trying to utilize a lot of the data sets that are out there. And you know, you've got people here over here doing a study and analyzing their data. Somebody else over there is doing a study, doing something a little bit different with their data. Another group over here with their data. Shasha's idea was, what if we could bring those data sets together? Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be a situation where you get the whole is so much greater than the sum of the parts? So he's had this audacious idea to convince people all over the world to put their precious data into this repository where we can start to do what we call integrative analyses, drawing insights from multiple studies, seeing does it match across the studies, why does it work here and not there, and so on. Very challenging, but if it works, it's an absolute game changer.
So what's your role in all of this?
My role has kind of evolved because the project is so massive. One of the challenges with it sometimes, those of us who are involved, we're like, well, what are we actually supposed to be doing? It's so big that it's sometimes hard to figure out what you're actually supposed to be doing. But my role at the moment is to be developing some of the tools that allow you to do those kinds of integrative analyses.
What sort of data sets are we talking about? Like, what in particular about child health are we looking at here?
Well, for example, a lot of the data sets we have, they're from kids who are in developing countries. So most of the studies would be in sort of less fortunate populations. There are some studies in the US and in Europe. With a lot of the kids, we look at something, they call it the Z-score. Basically, the idea is that most people should be between plus or minus two. So for example, if you are looking at somebody's blood pressure and they say, oh, you've got high blood pressure. Well, the way that they determine what's high for blood pressure is that you're beyond that upper 2.5 percentile of a, quote, typical normal population. Or similarly, if you look, oh, your child's, they're not thriving, they're not growing enough, they're in that lower percentile. So a lot of what's determined in the health setting to be normal or not normal is when you're in the tails.
Right.
So what they'll do with a lot of outcomes, health outcomes, is they'll rescale them to this, what they call the normal scale, the Z-score. So the normal values are between plus or minus two. And if you're outside that range, then it's an indicator that something might be wrong. So they tend to use this kind of thing as a way to sort of track where does this person or this child sit compared to what they should look like if they were like in a normal, healthy population.
And so when we're looking at developing countries and the children in those developing countries, you're looking at the Z scores for a variety of different health issues?
So the World Health Organization has developed them for height, weight, BMI, body mass index, head circumference.
Why head circumference?
Oh, it's got to do with, it's supposed to be a something of a marker for developing brain and so on. You want a nice big head so you've got, you know, lots of brains in there and that kind of thing. But it's just a marker of growth. They can actually look at things like that even prenatally as well. Some of our studies in the Gates repository are kids start to get monitored prenatally as well. The really disturbing thing is when you look at some of the studies, what will happen is the kids might start out okay, but then those Z-scores just start to plummet. If you had a kid in Sydney where the Z-score was maybe -2.5, you'd be thinking, oh, that's a bit low. You might be a bit worried about that kid. We have lots of studies where the kids are -4, -5, like really, really, really low. And so when you start to see those sorts of values, you think, my goodness, what's going on here? Are these kids, they're not getting enough nutrition, or they're not getting the right nutrition, then they're not having the right environment to help them thrive.
Louise Ryan, a professor of statistics at the University of Technology, Sydney, ending that report.